Thanks for joining us here on WTOP on this New Year's Eve at 3:21. There is a new report from a Senate committee that says the State Department made a grievous mistake in keeping the U.S. mission in Benghazi, Libya, open despite inadequate security and increasingly alarming threat assessments in the weeks before the deadly attack by militants there. Joining us live now to talk more about that report is WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green, who joins me live in the studio. So anything new in this report from the Senate Homeland Security Committee? We had another report previous.
Yeah.
What does this one tell us?
This one confirms the condemnation that came out roundly from the previous report. And it suggests that that report that we saw earlier was not an isolated event. We may hear this theme repeated over and over and over. And this particular report coming out now seems to concur with what a lot of people have been saying in the backgrounds for a while. I wonder if there is some kind of cover-up. I wonder if there is something more than what we know about that took place. Because when you look at what happened, supposedly the intelligence community telling the State Department that there were some significant problems going on and the State Department not doing anything about it, there has to be something else there. There are some people that are pushing for it, but whether or not there will be some cover-up revealed, I don't know. But I do know that this report says, okay, we confirm what happened before, and there may be another second to this report that comes out from some other committee later on.
Now, as a result of the first report, there were some resignations, some high-ranking officials at the State Department. Any chance that we'll see more of those because of this Senate committee report?
Yes, but at this point, the community is taking it very slow and very deliberate when it comes to making changes, because the diplomatic community is at a very vulnerable point when it comes to security. As you may know, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula came out over the weekend and offered a 3,000-gram ransom, that 3,000 grams in gold ransom, which works out to be about a little over $150,000, $160,000 ransom for the killing of the U.S. ambassador there and for other U.S. officials and for soldiers. So this may trigger copycat kind of announcements by other organizations, and the diplomatic community is in a very vulnerable position. So they can't at this point come out and make too many changes, but I do think some more are coming because they need to deal with this culture that's developed over the years.
The Senate report said that the lack of specific intelligence of an imminent threat in Benghazi reflects a failure, or may reflect a failure, by intelligence agencies to focus closely enough on militant groups that apparently are not tied to Al-Qaeda, other fringe groups. Mm-hmm. So what does that report say then about the need for better intelligence to prevent future attacks from these types of elements?
Well, what it's actually saying is that the kinds of threats that are going to be out there heretofore are not the big monolithic ones or even the medium ones that are tied to other organizations that we can easily sink our information teeth into. Mm-hmm. Everything from the lone actor to the cell to the regional group to the big organization are going to have access to the same kind of technology and the same kinds of weapons that that any of them have. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be a threat moving forward. So what's going to have to happen is they're going to have to listen very carefully, look very carefully when they find a threat, when they find a problem, and be very deliberate in investigating it. And I think that the intelligence community is on this already.
All right. WTOP National Security Correspondent J.J. Green, thank you.
Welcome.